Good morning. Please do take a seat. So today's first reading is taken from Genesis chapter 29, verses 31 to 35, and can be found on page 30 of the Pew Bibles. Actually, I lie, 31, but you'll find it. Huh? Even more? 32. Even I can't find it. Bear with. When the Lord saw that Leah was not loved, he enabled her to conceive, but Rachel remained childless. Leah became pregnant and gave birth to a son. She named him Reuben, for she said, "It is because the Lord has seen my misery. Surely my husband will love me now." She conceived again, and when she gave birth to a son, she said, "Because the Lord heard that I am not loved, he gave me this one too." So she named him Simeon. Again she conceived, and when she gave birth to a son, she said, "Now at last my husband will become attached to me, because I have borne him three sons." So he was named Levi. She conceived again, and when she gave birth to a son, she said, "This time I will praise the Lord." So she named him Judah. Then she stopped having children. This is the word of the Lord. The gospel reading is taken from Luke. So hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. So it is Luke chapter 1, verses 46 to 55, and actually can be found on 1026 of the Church Bibles. And Mary said, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed. For the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their innermost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, just as he promised our ancestors." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ.